Good morning, beloved, and thank you again for allowing me to come into your homes and share with you again on this beautiful Friday morning. And today we are going to be looking at John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. Today's reading is the prologue or opening hymn that introduces the key themes of John's gospel. Jesus is described as the Word who already existed with God and whose life brought light to people. John the Baptist is described as the one who bore witness of that light. And again, God's saving word for us this week has been joy. So let's begin. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God and the Word was God. From the very beginning, the Word was with God. Through Him, God made all things. Not one thing in all creation was made without Him. The Word was the source of life, and this life brought light to people. The light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out. God sent His messenger, a man named John, who came to tell people about the light, so that all should hear the message and believe. He himself was not the light. He came to tell about the light. This was the real light, the light that comes into the world and shines on all people. The Word was in the world, and through God made the world through him, yet the world did not recognize him. He came into his own country, but his own people did not receive him. Some, however, did receive him and believe in him, so he gave them the right to become God's children. They did not become God's children by natural means, that is, by being born as the children of a human father. God himself was their father. The Word became a human being and, full of grace and truth, lived among us. We saw his glory, the glory which he received as the Father's only Son. John spoke about him. He cried out, "This is the one I was talking about when I said, 'He comes after me, but he is greater than I am, because he existed before I was born.' Out of the fullness of his grace, he has blessed all of us, giving us one blessing after another. God gave the law through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, only the Son, who is the same as God, as in the Father's side. He has made him known." And today's key verse is John 1:14. The Word became a human being full of grace and truth, and lived among us. You know, it's interesting that here John describes that all of these events that the other gospel writers wrote about in the birth of Jesus, this was not the beginning of Jesus' existence. John makes it clear that Jesus existed before the foundations of the world because Jesus is God. But that when he was born of Mary, this was the miracle where God became flesh and dwelt among us. And so this baby who was born was pre-existent even before the foundations of the world. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are the living Word and the source of life. You are the true light that no darkness can overcome. Grace and truth come through you. Out of the fullness of your grace, I am blessed. Because I believe in you, I know that I am the beloved child of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming into the world. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, this concludes our time together this week. I hope to see you in church this coming Sunday, but again, we'll be back here in Monday morning, and we'll be reading John chapter 1, 19 through 34, where John testifies that Jesus is the Son of God. So be blessed. Brothers and sisters, just recognize that God loves you so much that he bankrupted heaven to provide a way for your sins to be forgiven. And that truly is the Christmas message. And so, until God allows us to meet together again, his greatest blessings be upon you. God bless.